What you are about to hear is the intro challenge entries for this week. And our reactions.
All right, so here, I think we should have like a Olympic style judging where it's like we go 10 or 0, which Cam's is probably going to be 0. But
can we just go
3?
1 second.
Okay, we're
wait,
waiting.
What?
I can't. iTunes sucks.
Wait, why
just
we
open
going
it
on
in the drive. Open it in the drive, dude. You can just listen to it in the drive.
Yeah. I could. But.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Start it on go.
Wait, I'm not ready. Okay,
what
I'm ready.
The
I'm ready.
Fuck. 3,
2,
2
1,
go.
It's the Gossip Party Podcast.
Okay.
2.
I'll give him a 2.
2.
1 point.
I'll be generous and give him a 3.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, honestly, I'm going to go ahead and make a judgment here and say we should do Dylan's last, so let's go with mine next.
Okay.
Said that's for last. Alright,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2...
Wait, yours is JD Challenge Intro 2?
Yeah. No,
oh,
one.
No,
what?
Not
2.
1.
1,
so,
what?
Sorry.
It's 1. I had 2, but the first one's the one I'm going with. You guys ready?
Yep.
3, on go. 3,
2,
1,
go.
Go.
You are listening to
Gossip Party Podcast. Podcast.
Gossip Party Podcast.
Podcast.
Gossip Party Podcast. Yeah, podcast. Gossip Party Podcast. Podcast. Gossip Party Podcast. Yes. That was freaking brilliant. I give it a 9.
Okay, that was actually kind of good. It was like, I don't know, reminded me of like 70s pop. Sort of, kind of.
That was great.
Right, Miles?
It sounded like you were far away from the mic, though, at first.
Well, I had to, like, turn some of it down because I was, like, yelling in the setting that my mic was on. Picked everything up. I didn't use the right setting, so it kind of blew out my ears.
All right, Dylan.
Let's go with Dylan's next.
By the way, Justin, in editing, you should probably quiet down some parts of my intro.
Yeah.
Because they're very loud.
I'll figure it out.
I'm ready.
Start it on go. 3, 2, 1,
go.
I'm getting a dial tone, guys.
The following message is transmitted at the request of the United States government.
This is an emergency podcast. This is not a test. We have just received word that the Vietnamese, in association with ISIS, declared Banzai Jihad in the United States. They're attacking using specially made firearms, ass blasters. Concentrated shot of Ebola at ranges of up to 500 meters. I repeat, this is not a test. Oh god, here they come. Gossip.
That's great.
That's pretty great. You know, honestly, I'm going to have to give that one just an 8 because you went over the time limit
that
you
I did.
Gave
I went over, which means Justin wins.
I give
this
him
is
a
the
20
because
right. Hey. Screw the rules.
I'm going to recant my decision and go with 20, but due to a technicality, I win. Hey!
And somewhere in the world, a justifier just got off.
We got to stick to the rules, especially since Dylan made the rules.
Absolutely.
So we're going to start.
Which means
to
I can break
every...
the rules. I win every week.
Boom!
Hey, you know, that's fine with me. Anyway, so that's something we're going to do, or try to do, like, every week, right, is record our own intros.
Yeah, we should
like contest.
We should say something, and then put it, and then you edit that before that, so people know what they just heard.
Maybe. What you're about to hear is all of the, fuck.
You what to... you were about to hear is the intro challenge entries for this week. And our reactions.
There you go.
And what you're now hearing is the podcast.
You are listening to
Gossip Party Podcast.
Podcast. Gossip Party Podcast.
Podcast.
Gossip Party Podcast. Yeah, podcast. Gossip Party Podcast. Podcast. Gossip Party Podcast. Yes.
Episode 6, 7.
Gossip Party Podcast. Podcast.
Podcast. Episode 7, right?
Episode 7.
Wait. Technically episode 27?
It's 26.
It would be 26 because we only got to 19. And 19 was never even put out, apparently. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's because we rebranded, so I never bothered uploading it.
It's a good point. Nick, I'm not exactly sure what you're doing, but it sounds like you're just slapping your microphone or whatever you're using because it's all clickety-clackety.
Okay, is this better?
Help me.
Yeah, that's much better.
So what did you guys do this last week?
Oh, my goodness. Photoshop tutorials. Freaking amazing.
Did you watch the You Suck at Photoshop?
I didn't watch too much of it, but the Shag Wagon, I saw that and loved it.
Yeah, that one was pretty funny. God, I love those kinds of videos. I've pretty much just been sitting at home masturbating.
Wow, thank you for that, Justin.
No problem. Right,
that's good to know. I've got
The way it goes is I sit at home and I get bored. I decide to squeeze one out. And then later I go for round two.
You say that like you're working a tube of toothpaste. Like you're just going to like squeeze the base of it and it's like...
No, that's how it goes usually. I don't know how you knew that. But anyway, then I go for round two and I...
Wait, is it a paste?
Yes. And I'm slightly ashamed of myself, but it's no big deal. And then I go for round three a few hours later and I stop and I think, does this make me pathetic?
And I stop and I think, why didn't I wash my hands after round two?
Oh, great.
That too. But then I just...
Wait, so it takes you a few hours to get to round three?
Yeah, but that's just because I try to hold off because I don't want to be that pathetic. I just go straight in. But then I realize, whatever. Just
you are that pathetic, so then, yeah.
Wow. It's like a... What's it called? It's like I'm trying to fool myself into thinking that I'm not, but... Hey, that's how it goes.
After 3 hours, it's okay.
Exactly. Then it's like another day.
You just sounded like you were trying to take a massive shit.
Me?
And at the end of the podcast, you'll have round two.
Yes. I just hit my knee on a thingamajig, and it hurt a lot.
I feel you. So some chick told me today that she would let me lick off of her body.
What?
Why didn't you take her up on that?
I did. I was like hey, immediately. You serious? Because if you're serious, I'm serious. But it wasn't. We weren't just like. We didn't have time to talk about it. There wasn't time to elaborate. So
wait, what?
How? Wait, you need to elaborate.
Please.
<now.
laughs>
How was it a serious offer if there was no time?
Well, yeah. Here's what it was. I was at school, right, and we were at break, and usually. What the freshmen go to like the area right in front of the gym, like the hallway, and then the rest of the upperclassmen, they go to the cafeteria. But the cafeteria is a major drag because all my friends have late arrivals, so they don't have a break, right? So I would just be sitting there alone. So I go into the library and I sit with one of the few friends that I do have that comes to break. I sit with him in the library, and there's some other weird kids, you know. It's like really weird kids, but there's this one chick. And she's pretty cool, you know. She's all right. She's pretty cute too.
She's aight.
Like, yeah, she's aight.
She's aight.
She's more than aight. Yeah, but she's. I'd say she's a little bit more than aight. I'd say she's hot. She's hot. Fuck it. She's hot. And we were sitting there, and we were just talking, and somehow, like one of the weird kids came up and just started a conversation about trying to suck your own dick.
What?
You know?
Because this is a normal thing.
As you do.
As you do.
Hey, even they try.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean...
I may not know what it means,
I've tried before, but I usually don't talk about it. So I tried to be cool about it. I was like, you know, fuck, if I could suck my own dick, I sure would. Just try to play it off as funny, even though this guy was just being weird about it. And the girl looked at me, and she was like, I would let you lick... off of my body, but at that point in time, like right then after she said that, the bell rang and we had to go to class.
You say that like you were going to do it at school.
No, see, you don't have to go to class. You can talk. And because here's the weird thing. I want to know where the jump went from jokingly like, oh yeah, if I could suck my own dick, to her saying, I would let you lick. That is very fucking specific.
Well, I'm trying to remember, and I really can't. There's not information in my brain from that point in time.
Haze.
Besides her saying that she would let me lick off of her body. Everything else just went blank after that, but...
Did you...
Oh, you know what it was?
Ask for her number or something?
No, but we're like friends, and I'll see her tomorrow, so I'll hang out with her tomorrow, too. But here's the thing. When I say weird kids, I mean every single person besides me and my friend and this chick that hang out in the library, they're fucking weird, okay? This other kid came up
while we were talking.
It's crazy, man.
Like, they look at the words and they know what it means. The fuck? It's like magic.
I don't know how they do it, honestly.
It's so wizard.
It's so wizard. That like, wizard levels.
Honestly.
Ridiculous.
They're crazy. Does it look like I know what a JPEG is? Anyway, so we're sitting there and we're talking about...
explain that reference.
I'll do it after my story, okay? I've got
something
to say.
Shout out to King of the Hill singing, I don't want to know what a JPEG is.
I don't want to get off topic very fast.
Do I look like I know? Okay, I'm sorry.
But this weird kid came up and saw, like, I was talking to this chick, right? And we were joking around about the concept of trying to suck your own dick. And I was like, hey, if I was talking to the girl, I was like, if you could suck your own dick, would you do it? She's like, oh, totally. And then another kid comes up and was like, well, girls kind of do because they can lick their own boobs. And it really, when shit like that happens, you've got to make it funny. It can't just stay awkward.
Because that's funny. You just stare at him.
You could do that, but I tried to make it funny, and I was joking around about licking your own boobs, and then somehow came in the mix, and then she was like, you know, I would let you lick off of my body. Coming from some dude saying that girls could lick their own boobs, and I was like, is that a thing? Do girls do that? And she was like, yeah, especially if you got so, you know.
This was a better story with the jump.
Yeah.
I like the jump.
So you
that's why I told it that way. Well, that's why I told it that way in the first place. But you know, anyway, Dylan sent us a video over AIM a couple of days ago, and Hank Hill goes, "Does it look like
King
I
of
know
the Hill
it...
YouTube poop?"
Yeah, and he goes, "Does it look like I know what a JPEG is? I just want a picture of a goddamn hot dog." And then it goes into like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's sort
they
of like
they remix it into like a techno.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. It was amazing, cool honestly. So, yeah, I think in the future I might be licking off of some girl's body.
With a picture of a goddamn hot dog. About it.
You know, if she's into that. Maybe it's a picture of my hot dog, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, that's child porn. You're 18, aren't you? Never mind.
Yeah. Technically, it's okay.
Technically.
Honestly, I don't know how old she is, so this might be a no-go. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure she's 18 years, or 19. But
well, if she's 17 or older, you should be fine. Usually you get like a year grace period. Like if you're 18, usually if someone's 17, it's not a big
deal. Justin, let's be real. You're not you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
So, Miles, what have you been up to?
I have been going to work, going to class. I've gotten back into writing.
Nice.
Erotic fanfics.
Tell them your setup for writing, Miles.
Huh?
Tell them your setup for writing.
Okay. So, I right now don't have a laptop. Don't have an iPad or anything. But I have an iPod Touch. And so I went out, and so I've been writing on that. I've actually written 3 school papers, like all were minimum 5-page papers on this iPod Touch. I went out and I bought a Bluetooth keyboard that's meant for an iPad, and I hooked it up to my iPod, and it has a little
stand
thing on it.
Did you write the papers before or after you got the keyboard?
1 before and 2 after.
Oh my goodness.
Because I was too lazy to drive to the library where there, like the school library where there are computers.
That is so much less effort than typing a paper with a thumb.
Two thumbs, thank you very much. And then I had a keyboard.
It's an iPod Touch. It can't fit two thumbs.
Yeah,
I can make them fit.
So yeah, that is my system. It looks like I have the, you know, the really old computers that have the tiny screen. It kind of looks like that because I'm hunched up on this keyboard with my head over the keyboard, staring, almost squinting at this iPod Touch screen that I put in landscape mode.
You should make like a cardboard stand that is like one of those old computer cases. It's like put on fake little decals on it. Like Apple II. Apple Touch II.
Those were made of wood, and that would be really a pain in the ass.
Gotta be such a
It would be less of a pain in the ass than writing a whole paper with two thumbs on a tiny screen.
Dude, fuck it. I could fit three in there.
I'd still be writing a paper on that tiny screen.
But yeah, but not with your thumbs in the way.
You got a free range of motion with the keyboard and everything. You don't have to just use your thumbs. I'd imagine you get writer's
I have the keyboard set up right now.
Yeah, no, but you did one paper without it, right?
Yeah.
So you had to do at least 5 pages of writing, grammatically correct writing, with your thumbs. That would have to be hard.
Not really.
I'll take your word for it. I'm not going to try it.
Think about how much you text.
I don't text much. That's a big thing. Everybody texts. I don't text very much. Like, a friend will be like, sup, want to hang? And I'm like, yee. And then we hang. I don't text that much besides that.
I pretty much communicate with my friends only via text. You guys via AIM. Then I write a lot of emails for work and school. And it's just very convenient to do it on a mobile device. So, I don't know. It wasn't too bad.
I half-assed my papers on computers. I can't imagine what I would pump out if I was using an iPod Touch. I can't imagine it would be anywhere near an A+ paper. It'd probably be like a... It would definitely be a failing paper. Like, it'd be one giant run-on sentence. Mm-hmm. It'd be full of grammatical mistakes.
Dude, I'm taking
With the letter U instead of the word and all that shit.
Dude, I wrote a paper last night and I kept writing N-E-W instead of K-N-E-W. Like, I knew. Yeah, like, it's shiny and fresh. No, dude, I was writing, the paper I was writing last night was for my digital storytelling class. Digital storytelling.
What is...
And I don't fucking know. It. I'm taking it and I still don't know.
You're going to have to explain it to me.
For the class, we have to pick a story from our lives and then make it digitally.
So,
and the story I chose was like how I made it through a very difficult class, and the story is all about like, oh, you know, I procrastinated a lot, and you know, I would wait till the very last minute to start a project, and then I turned that paper in late, as I was like writing down my story.
True to the story, you turned it in late.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of
should get extra points for that.
It discredits my story because I was saying like, yeah, now I don't do that anymore. Here's this.
Oh, you should have left that out. You should have been like, but I find a way. Then it's like you get extra points for turning it in late and, you know, having a little continuity in your story.
Actually, I think the moral of the story was I still procrastinate on all my stuff and don't turn it in on time, but I do well on the test so I can pass the class.
That's all you need.
That's important.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I just made a 90 on my advanced algebra test.
Nice.
Nice. I just got a 50 out of 50 on my computer literacy test because
made a 50? Wow.
Dude,
you're 18 and you're taking algebra?
Advanced algebra. It's advanced algebra is just like the concepts of algebra but harder, you know?
There's an X and a Y.
Exactly. No. Yeah, there you go. But I've already taken every single math that I need to take. I took 2 maths 1 year, so I don't technically need math. So this is just like an extra class.
You don't have consumer math at your school?
What was that?
You don't have, like, consumer math?
Really? No, I could have taken trig and pre-cal, but, or statistics, but I went with advanced algebra and discrete math.
Discrete math? What, so it's hidden?
Oh, I don't even... He does it on the table. Like, that's how discrete it is. I have no clue what it is.
He types it on an iPad Touch. Or iPod Touch.
iPad Touch?
Those have touch screens? I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, true, technically. Yeah, okay.
I do mine on the iPad iWatch.
No touch.
Dude, I do mine on the Apple Watch. That's how I do my papers. It's just one letter at a time.
Okay, I'm going to reveal that I was sort of lying. I used Siri for like half that fucking paper.
Nice.
Well, that's actually a good...
Yeah, actually, it's
like surprisingly good dictation, but I only did it like a paragraph at a time so I could go back and edit it, but yeah.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That makes way more sense, Miles.
Yeah, I was trying to make it seem like I was doing some elaborate, laborious thing. No.
Miles, you fucking liar.
I'm still trying to find a way to be lazy. Yeah.
Dude, you know who didn't do something elaborate or laborious whatsoever?
What?
My computer literacy teacher. Because I took a test yesterday in his class. Uh-huh. It was an online test. And I Googled every single question and found every single question on websites.
Why would you not do that? I did that in chemistry. The teacher was so terrible at teaching that it got to a point after about a week of school, he just started reading Aesop's Fables in front of class. And then he would give us tests on chemistry, like incredibly complex questions that we never went over. Every single person in that class just put the question in Google and try to get the answers off of that. And
it got to a point where
every single question that we put in would like autocorrect halfway through to the exact same question.
Yep, that's what was going on.
Exactly, and we would still fail. He would still count it wrong, even though we got the answers straight from Google.
He didn't know the answers to
the question. He just Googled the question, not the answer.
Exactly.
He assumed the answer.
I found every single question on that test on two different websites. So he had a little diversity in there.
My favorite... it's not my favorite like class memory of high school, but one of my favorite classes was AP Chemistry. And it was because there were four of us who knew what the fuck we were doing. And I'm kind of proud to say I was one of those four because I slept through every fucking class.
So there were three of you who knew what you were doing. And
I knew what I was doing. It's why I could sleep through the class.
I'm not sure that's how that works.
No, I had already taken chemistry, and then I was taking AP Chemistry to get college credit. So I'd already learned all of it because I was in honors chemistry like 2 years before that.
It was almost honorable miles
to you.
Hell
yes. Now the school I went was a college prep school.
Judge Miles.
kind of weird to explain. If you're from St. Louis, it would make a lot more sense, but you're not, so I'm not going to go into a 50-minute explanation. But basically,
please do.
The school I was in.
That would be
basically
the
school I was in is. It was more likely you were going to be in an upper level or honors type course than not. Like it was actually more like honors was normal, and then if you weren't in honors, you were in like the retard class. Was about more how it was.
Wow.
Wait, are you sure this was honors?
That's actually exactly how my school works.
Or
yeah,
basically same.
Yeah, way. No, it's. I think there were like two honor chemistry classes and a regular chemistry class per year, or for that year. So it really was like you're either in the honors or you were too stupid to make it in the honors. Anyway, so how it would work is all of the homework was online. And so we just all used the same password for all of our accounts. So people would go onto my account or the other people who knew what we were doing, and they would just copy our answers.
That's great.
And for the quizzes and tests, Because if you think about it, it's sort of like a normalish classroom with maybe 30 people in it. And we all kind of sat together because we were all nerdy and friends. And we were in the back, and it was sort of like the back. It wasn't really a back row. It was like a horseshoe that went around all three walls of the classroom. And then there were seats in the middle, like a few rows that were more in the middle of the classroom.
And the middle seats are the loser seats, right?
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure you've seen the picture on Reddit or something where it's Bart Simpson with his seat, and it's like the black hole of students' grades and everything.
Oh yeah, everyone around him has worse grades.
Yeah. So it was sort of like the opposite of that, where so we were in the back middle, and you could see the ripple effect of people copying off of each other, going back to us, because we would have A's, and then maybe the people right next to us would have A minuses, and then B's, and then C's, and then in the middle, like D's and F's.
Nice.
It was amazing that you could just see the chain of, and the teacher commented on it like probably once every couple of weeks, and he just didn't give a shit.
Sounds like I was the only one who had a serious chemistry teacher.
Oh, he was a serious chemistry teacher, but his philosophy was if you're just not going to try, the whole class is basically preparing you for the AP test, which is college credit. So if you're not going to try, you're fucking yourself. So he would teach, and he did a good job teaching when I was awake.
But when you weren't, they had parties.
He could have been a crap teacher when I was asleep. I don't know. I was a fucking asleep. But when I did pay attention, yeah, he was a good teacher, and he was a serious teacher. He just didn't, like, hold your hand or try to force kids to pay attention. It was...
If you don't pay attention...
This is something you actively signed up to do. If you're not going to take it seriously and so get a poor score on the AP test and not get any college credit for it, that's on you. And it was a private school, so all of our parents were paying money for us to go here. So, and...
Right, they were still getting free, basically a free class where they didn't have to do any work. They didn't actually...
Oh, it affected their GPA.
Did it? You're saying... Yeah. Well, it sounds like it affected them positively because they're cheating off the kids getting A's.
Their grades weren't A's, though.
I don't think they were cheating.
It would get diluted. Well, no, because they had to cheat on other people. Wait. The homework didn't count. The quizzes sort of counted. It was pretty much entirely the tests that we would have. And it was a year-long course. And it would be... Well, the quizzes counted. And it would be the people right next to us would do pretty well. We didn't, like... None of us would stop someone from cheating on us, but none of us would just, like, go, here, look at all our answers for the test. So they would do pretty well. And then it would just be they were copying... The next person over would be copying off of them. So it's like a game of telephone where it gets degraded as the line goes on. So
yeah, your teacher's philosophy of if you don't want to pay attention, then you know you're just going to get left behind sort of sounds like my chemistry teacher's, but he never taught us, and he would still blame us. He'd be like, you're not paying attention to what I'm teaching. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay attention to you reading Aesop's Fables. If you want to teach chemistry, I'll pay attention.
Are you teaching telepathically?
Exactly. You're not even trying to teach. It got to the point where kids just wouldn't give a shit in that class and just fuck around, so he would just send them across the hall to, like, the empty lab across the hall just to sit there just so he wouldn't be in the class. And one day, I was talking to one of my friends, and he was like, Mr. Drake, if you don't want to be here, you know, you can go over to across the classroom. So I just got up and I left, and, like, six people followed. They just got up, and we all went over and sat in the empty lab across the hall because we just didn't want to be in that class. Because we knew it wouldn't matter if we were in there or not. He wasn't going to teach shit. But that's Mississippi school systems for you, you know? That's pretty much everything. It's kind of sad.
That was a moment of silence for your academic...
Yeah. For my education.
Education, yeah.
I at the time of the final exam, like as I was going into the final exam, I had a 63. I don't remember what I got on the test, but it doesn't matter because somehow it boosted me up to an 80.
What?
Exactly.
He just gave everyone a pity credit.
Exactly. He was just, you're going to fail, you're going to fail, you're going to fail. Ah, psych, you pass. Just so he wouldn't, you know, get fired because he had an 80% fail rate in that class.
Dude, my senior year English class, which was a required class to pass to graduate, I passed that class with a 0.25%.
Wow.
I had 70.25% in that class.
What's your failing grade?
For English, it's a D. Like, it's not considered, what, like,
appropriately passing. What's the number system? Like,
D?
Yeah, what's the... C? Is it D, like, 70 to something? What
D is 60. 60 to 70. 70 is a C.
Really? Because my, like, 65 is an F for me.
What?
Yeah. It's, like, 91 through 100.
Have another moment of silence for the Mississippi education system.
I thought that's how it was everywhere.
No, mine's like 10 points per grade.
A 65 and lower is an F.
Nope, 60 to 70 is a D. 50, well, basically 59 and lower is an F. And 70 is C, 80 B, and 90 is an A. Is how it works 99% of the places.
I mean, we could go to what Memphis school systems are going to do pretty soon, and that's like basically a 0 to a 10 is an F, like a 10 to a 20 is a D, and it just goes like that, and like there's 20 points that are an A. So they have it incredibly easy. They could basically do nothing and still pass.
People are going to be stupid.
Oh, people are already stupid. I think
for some people, there will be stupid people who will pass and they'll just be like burger flippers. And then there will be people who won't pass and they'll be entrepreneurs.
Well, let's not say burger flippers. That's safe for the people that don't pass. The stupid people who do pass, I think, will end up working in a cubicle.
Yeah.
And then the smart people who pass will end up going to the moon.
I think it's, from what I'm understanding more and more, the school system is skewed and it's not for everyone.
I can see what you're saying.
Because some people just don't need school to survive. They do better without school.
Hey, you want to know what I did in biology 2 today? I kicked a water bottle out of a friend's hand and it went flying across the room squirting water all over the place.
It was a physics experiment.
I mean, it's just no big deal. That's the class is just like chemistry class where the teacher never teaches. Literally, all he does is he'll write down our assignment on the board, which is literally copying pages from the book. Just copying. Like, in the past week and a half, all we have done is copy diagrams out of the book. And then he just gives us 100 for it. And that's it.
So when you're doing sex ed, you get credit for just drawing penises on the paper?
Basically, yeah. Actually, our sex ed teacher is pretty cool. It's ironic.
She has sex with us.
No, our sex ed teacher was a football coach, and he was actually pretty cool.
He has sex with us.
No, he got caught picking up a prostitute, but that's neither here nor there.
It's close enough.
She was a demonstration.
Exactly.
He was bringing her into the class.
But now he can't come back and teach at DeSoto County Schools, so he works at a car dealership and probably makes way more money than he ever did teaching. So maybe it was a good thing that he got caught doing that. I don't know.
Good friend.
Yeah, now he has plenty of cars to pick up prostitutes in.
Yeah. The point is, my education is sucking right about now.
I don't know. It sounds pretty great to me.
Oh, it's fun as fuck. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, my teachers are pretty awful. I think I'm smart enough to get by. Like, I understand pretty much all the stuff we have quote-unquote gone over in Biology 2. Like, it's all just the same stuff I went over in Biology 1. So I know the shit already. My Biology 1 teacher was great. But, no prostitutes, nothing. So I learned from her, but
that doesn't sound very great.
Yeah, you're right.
By that logic, GTA is better than your teacher.
I mean,
I'm
going to
go learn from Grand Theft Auto.
So, Dylan, you want to talk about what we're doing in Grand Theft Auto? Or,
I mean, we're still filming that video for like the second month in a row.
Yeah.
We should finish that
tomorrow. Yeah, we're wrapping up. We're going to... You want to wrap up tomorrow?
Yeah.
I make that official. We're going to wrap up recording tomorrow.
Okay, so that people know what you're talking about.
No. No one knows what we're talking about yet.
What are we talking about? I don't know what we're talking about.
I mean, do we... I'm going to get on a plane, fly over to... I forget where you live, and we're going to film a video.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how this works. No,
you can do that
we're
tomorrow.
Just recording a video that we're going to release pretty soon in Grand Theft Auto. We think it's going to be good. Like, we've enjoyed recording it so far, and the, you know, concept is pretty great in our mind.
It won't be good.
All right, cunt.
Actually, when we finish that, we're going to start recording our next one, and we're going to record the process of recording it, because we find that we have some interesting conversations.
Yeah, we do.
That are like 6 hours long.
Yeah.
So, why not?
And
Movie magic. So I had something interesting happen on the bus the other day. On one bus ride, I had two interesting things happen.
Did it involve somebody yelling faggots?
No, that was the week before. No, so this dude got on the bus, this old guy with like big thing of luggage. And he walks past me, like, just sitting in my seat. And I just look over, and he's wearing a hoodie, and the little pocket in the front is, like, bulging forward.
That's not sketchy.
Well, it is, because it's bulging forward so much that I can see clearly into it, and I can see the giant bag of weed in his pocket.
Oh. I was going to ask if he was on round two or three, but that's way better.
He was on cloud nine.
I bet.
He was up there.
Were you getting a contact high? That's crazy.
I mean, I think the whole bus did. Like, we thought it was foggy, but it was just inside the bus.
I
mean, it was really weird.
I was gonna ask, like, what the mental process is to bring weed on a bus, but it is California, so I'm guessing it's not that bad over there.
It's still really dumb.
And it's public transportation. It's not... It happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Or it did in Chicago, at least.
Dude, there was a guy on the bus today who was wearing like a button-up shirt that had like vertical stripe design of like weed leaves.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've seen a few kids wear that at my school.
And he had a baby.
Wait, Pac-Man did?
What, Pac-Man? What?
I the guy with the weed in his pocket.
No, different guy.
Okay, I'm
in. So. Where did Pac-Man come from?
Dude, he's packing weed.
He packed a lot into that pocket, okay?
In case you didn't notice, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, you never do, so it's okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, one day over the summer, after I got off of work, I stopped by a gas station to fill up, and I was just sort of leaning against my car, you know, filling it up. I looked down, and I see like a little baggie. It looks like a little baggie, and I look down. It's like, what is... That's a big bag of weed. It was just a big bag of weed sitting on the pavement right next to the fucking gas station. I guess some gangster or something left it, just forgot it, dropped it accidentally or something. I thought about picking it up and, like, throwing it away or something, or taking it home, I don't know. I was like, this is definitely being watched by the cops.
Yeah, just
I'm not touching
this.
So I just left.
Yeah, it's
you're better than me. I would have taken it and tried to sell it.
I thought about that too.
Like, hey, take it right into the gas station and say, hey,
you do what you have to.
Gas.
Exactly, but like, two things could have happened. Or like, all right, so one of three things, honestly, could have happened.
Yeah, no, it's almost guaranteed that if there's no one who would accidentally do that and then miss it and...
I don't know, was the bag half empty? Because then they might do it.
No, it was pretty full. It's pretty
cops
cool.
Cops were probably watching it.
Yeah, it was either cops, and I would have gotten arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could have been somebody I would not want to meet, and they would come back at the exact moment I pick it up and try to kill me. Or it'd be fine. I would just pick it up and be good. But I wasn't going to take the chance.
I'd say probably the most likely outcome.
Probably the most likely, but I wasn't going to risk it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's... Especially since he's 18 now, that's a big risk.
Yeah.
Well, like if they come up to you, just say, no, I was going to throw it away.
I mean, I would pick it up and they'd rush out of nowhere and be like, put it down, freeze. This is 18 grams of marijuana. You could be charged with criminal possession with intent to distribute. This could earn you 99 years in a federal penitentiary. Really a big bag? 18 yeah. grams is giant.
Is it?
18 grams would be like fucking $2,000. Well, no, it wouldn't be $2,000. It would probably be roughly $1,500.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot, yeah. But that wasn't how big it was.
Wait.
I was just exaggerating. No, it was just like a little, it looked like about two or three grams, probably.
Pounds. So
I wish. Somebody just dropped their brick of fucking marijuana.
I'm going to retire.
It's like they dropped their trash bag full of weed. Where'd that go? I know I had it at the get. Fuck.
So back to my eventful bus ride. Later on that same ride, actually during that whole ride, the bus driver was just being a bitch, I'll say. And I say that because she was being a bitch. And she was just like, she was like complaining a lot. And like, you could hear like under her breath, like cursing at the other cars on the road.
You ain't no
and, like her bus was bit. Late and all. And like, as we were getting to, the college I was going to.
Okay. Real quick. I'm retarded. I multiplied 18 by 200 instead of 20.
Stupid.
Yeah. $360 if you sold by the gram.
Okay,
go on.
So we were nearing the college, and this woman starts talking on her phone. And she's talking a little loud, and like everyone can hear her, but it's not like super disruptive. And the bus driver, while she's driving, like turns her head backwards and like yells at the woman like, hey, stop yelling on the phone. And of course she doesn't hear or something, so she stops the bus in the middle of the road, stands up out of her seat, goes up to the person and says, you need to get off the phone right now, you're disrupting the bus. And she looks at her, is like, no, I'll be quiet, it's okay. She like gets really quiet and it's like, no, if you don't get off of the phone right now, I'm gonna call 911 and I'm not gonna move this bus until you're off of it.
Whoa.
Wow,
Pac-Man should have given her some weed. So
Pac-Man was gone by that point. Pac-Man got dropped off at the Greyhound station, which leads me to believe that he was transporting that weed over state lines.
Definitely. But I would have totally called her out on that. If a bus driver wants to call 911 because I was talking on my phone too loud and I said I would talk more quietly... Oh, yeah. Bring
actually, I skipped a step where she actually did start talking quieter on the phone, and then the bus driver got up and told her that she's going to call 911.
Okay, yeah, then definitely I would have just stayed on the phone and said, go for it.
Okay, yeah, but so she looked like she needed to get where she was going, so I assume that's why she didn't.
Miles doesn't seem like the kind of person that should go to California then and be with that bus driver.
No, you should. She's a bitch. I had her today. You know what she was? She was a bitch.
Well, she sounds like... I mean, that's absurd. And I can understand being pissed off eventually of people just being loud and obnoxious and all that shit. But if you're going to say you're going to call 911 because I was talking on my phone in public transportation...
Yeah, that's... She was being no louder than anyone who was just talking to someone else on the bus.
Like, yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, if I thought my job would be at risk, okay, yeah, I would have just gone with it and gotten off the bus and, or just shut up or whatever. But if I could have even just been late enough and go, oh, there was an altercation on the bus and the police stopped it. And it's like, okay, you were late, but we'll give you a warning. I totally would have gone for it. That's absurd.
Yeah, but
it's
there's crazy. Also the factor of there's a whole bus of people who this bitch is holding up. And like, you know, you don't want to hold them up.
The bus driver's holding them up.
Yeah, that's
fuck
what he's
that.
Talking about, I think.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, but you don't want to be the person that's causing that.
Yeah, if you
even if the bus driver's completely in the wrong. Like, even if the bus driver's wrong, it doesn't matter.
Point. Mm-mm.
Really, Miles? Why don't you come here and do that, then?
There's a point where you just
I've done something similar. All right, so the apartment building I lived at in Chicago. The landlord tried to say I was... Chicago. The landlord tried to say I was in violation of my lease, which I wasn't. And, it was fucking stupid. One of my friends... Huh?
Go ahead.
One of my friends, who also lived in the building, he didn't have very good credit, and he ended up getting evicted. And so he busted up a whole bunch, like, just made a whole bunch of holes in the wall, did a whole bunch of damage to the apartment, because he's a fucking idiot. I say friend, like, I knew him. And we would hang out and sometimes go to bars or something. Not really, like, a
interrupting
friend,
here, but your mic's making a lot of noise.
It's tapping at something. I don't
it's
know.
Like kind of crackling. It's been doing that for a while.
This better?
Yes. Sort of.
All right.
So he starts busting up the walls and then...
Yeah.
Does he lay an upper decker in the toilet?
I don't know.
What's an upper decker?
It's where you poop in the tank. So like for months, just poop's coming out of the water.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry.
It wouldn't surprise me, but...
It would have surprised the landlord.
Or you could dry dock it where you sit on it backwards, so instead of pooping into the water, you poop on the ceramic where the water doesn't reach. So it just sort of sits there.
What do you hear about this stuff, Doc?
You know this really well.
Bro, you know, Urban Dictionary, I don't know. Chill.
Did you just read Urban Dictionary for fun?
Urban Dictionary, keyword poop.
Yeah, maybe.
That's Justin's
afternoon. Dude, I'm in high school. What do you expect?
That's true.
They were going over digestion in biology too, and
okay, let's get back to his story because now I'm really curious.
Oh my god.
Okay, so the landlord kept trying to say that I helped him do all this damage
with no basis in reality. She just came up
no.
with this, or he or she?
Yeah,
came
no,
up with this?
Because she knew we knew each other.
Oh, okay.
And so she kept thinking that I helped. I didn't. I'm not retarded. I was renting. Like, I'm renting now. Even if I was to get evicted, I wouldn't damage the place. Like, it's so stupid of me and so foreign to me that that's what you would do. Like, it's your own fucking fault you got evicted. But, regardless. So, she locked me out of my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Which, legally, you have to give... tenants do have some rights, and you have
tenants
to give
have a lot
for
of rights,
warning.
Actually.
Yeah, they do. You have to give forewarning if you're going to be changing the lock. So her excuse was, and bullshit, that there had been break-ins in the neighborhood. It's fucking Chicago. No shit. And so she had changed all the locks. And mysteriously, I didn't get a notice about it. And, so, all the other tenants were, this was in the morning, and I worked part-time at the time, I had a couple jobs part-time, so my hours were kind of fucked up. So, I had one job that was at the night that maybe like every other day, every 3 days, I would work, and it was at a bar, and then I had another job at a coffee shop that I worked during the day on the other days. So I was over to a friend's drinking or something, and so I wasn't getting back till like 7 a.m., 8 a.m., somewhere around there, and went in, and my keys wouldn't work to get in the front door, and well, I could get like into the lobby because you could get into there, but I couldn't get in the front door, and so I kept buzzing the landlady's apartment number because she lived in the building, and until eventually she came out and she explained to me, oh, it'll take however long to get your key, all this stuff, and I started yelling at her because I wanted to get to my fucking apartment. She said she couldn't do that. And she gave me a whole bunch of bullshit excuses.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't let you into your own apartment.
Yeah. Yeah,
that you're paying
which I locked
for?
You out of.
Yeah, basically.
What a cunt.
Real bitch. And I recognized that the amount of money she would have to pay for what the person I knew did to their apartment was probably a shit ton of money. Like, I'm pretty sure he broke the bathtub.
Shat in the top of the toilet. I get the biohazard team in there.
Yeah.
Just Ebola everywhere.
And
his ass blasting all over.
But she was taking it out on me, I guess, because I was by quite a bit the youngest tenant after the other person got kicked out. And I think she was just taking out her anger on me. But I just stayed in the lobby, started yelling at her. She started threatening she'd call 911 because I was verbally assaulting her or some shit. And I kept calling her out on it. She wouldn't call the police, but she kept threatening to, so I called the police. because she had locked me out of my home. Like, I'm paying rent. I'm not actually in violation of my lease. Even if she was to kick me out, she has to give me 30 days notice.
That's 30 days. You can do a lot of damage in 30 days. That's a lot of poop, man.
Even after this, I wouldn't have done any damage to the place. I would have just stayed there until I could find another place to live. But
that's where poop comes from.
And all this time, I'm not leaving the lobby. I'm not letting other tenants come out to get to work. And I know I'm being an asshole because they need to get to work. But I'm also being very loud and making it very clear who is pretty much causing this, that I can't get into my own fucking apartment. And so the police come. They tell me I need to get out of the lobby and let other people leave, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, how were, like, right, why yeah, were they unable to leave?
Because there's only one door and
you were standing.
I was standing in the fucking door.
Why are you doing that? That seems like a little bit of an over.
That's just you being an asshole.
Oh, yeah,
that's
no,
not a matter
it was me being an asshole.
Or
no,
anything.
No. It was me being... No, I was being an asshole. Because at this point, I was just really, really pissed off.
Oh, I would be too.
So was she, and she took it out on you, so now you're taking it out on everyone else?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I get it. You're trying to prove
a
point.
You ever worked a 10-hour shift and then gone over to a friend's to relax a little bit and then couldn't get into your fucking home?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
I would lose
no.
it.
Fuck that shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Miles,
pissed.
Cops for this. Fuck yeah.
Miles,
take it out on everybody.
Pissed.
Concentrate your anger on her. Not
I
punch
in the face a few times. Punch everybody
no,
in the face
she
a
was,
few times.
She was, not, she was not very popular. And so while everyone was pissed at me that day, later... sort of like long play sort of shit, they were more pissed at her than me by far. They still didn't like me because I was an asshole, but regardless, so the cops made me leave. They started lecturing me basically on how you can't keep other people from being able to leave, especially when you're complaining about not being able to get in, all that shit.
As
and
they
when
are
the cops
right
were there, I was... Oh yeah, no, they were totally right. And when the cops were there, I was very like, yes, sir, I understand, sir. I overreacted, sir. And
sir.
I don't know what all happened. She would not fucking look me in the eyes, but I got a key within an hour. And I she had apologized, like mumbled apologized a little later, and then when I left, I had gotten my security deposit back, which I should have, but then also my last month's rent back.
Nice.
For no explanation, but I
assumed.
I think she just felt really bad, or yeah, maybe that. But no, that was me being a complete asshole and fucking up other people's days just because I was pissed off. And it was wrong, I realized that, but at the same time, it was kind of right. Like, you can't do that to your tenants.
Well, yeah, that you're right to call the police and whatnot, but
yes.
Get out of the fucking
but
door.
But I was wrong to just
stand in the doorway.
Hold the doorway and not
well,
move.
Well, wrong is subjective.
Oh, my goodness.
No, even I'll admit that was overstepping.
So, translating this to the bus scenario?
I totally would have stayed on the bus and called the cops.
I think... What I would have done in her situation is I would have held the phone.
I wouldn't have called the cops, but...
I would have held the phone next to me. It's like, oh, please hold for a moment. Call the cops. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then her reaction would determine what you do next.
That's what I'm saying, though. I would... if she's going to call the cops, I would push her to do it, if only because she is not in the right to.
Or I would have.
And so that's only going to end up in my favor.
I would have tried to make a very loud conversation with someone next to me on the bus. That's even more disruptive than the phone call.
Or ask the person if we could move the conversation to speaker.
Here, I'll put him on speaker, put him in the seat across from me.
And we'll talk.
No problem. I might have to yell. My microphone's not very good on this phone.
No, but I would. I have no problem being that asshole, given the right set of circumstances. I'm not sure if I was well rested and hadn't had a like shitty shift and all that, that I would have done all of that. I certainly would have called the cops that I couldn't get into my apartment. But I probably would have first tried to be more reasonable with her, instead of just instantly going into, why the fuck can't I get into my apartment?
Well, if you get locked out of your own apartment by your landlady, I think that kind of skips the reason stage.
No, because if it was like, it could have easily been, oh, we changed this lock, did you not get the notice? Okay, let me just grab the key real quick for you. Because I guess you got skipped. No, it definitely wasn't what happened. But I should have at least given her the opportunity to do that.
Before you yelled at her?
Yeah, but I yelled at her pretty much from the beginning. But again, like I had come off a night shift and then for a couple hours was over at a friend's to wind down. And so maybe had like a couple beers and played maybe like some Battlefield or something. And then it was like, okay, I need to go home and sleep before my next shift the next night. So, yeah, no, that was just shitty.
That was a
very shitty experience. She was not a good landlady. We were supposed to have like certain amount of maintenance shit done. But if something broke, you weren't going to... It was a shitty building. But I didn't have a lot of money, so...
You've come a long way.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I couldn't talk right there. Alright, nice. Well... I think that's episode 7. Short episode tonight, since we're recording late.
We are recording late.
What time is it?
We're recording late in the week.
It's Monday. That's what time it is.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, if you want to email us, go ahead and send us an email. It can be anything, really. Like, I know I'm speaking for myself, but I think I share the sentiment with some other people on this. Dick pics. GossipPartyPod@gmail.com. Just shoot us something, you know. Just a nice little note. We could all, you know, we could all use that. Cheer up our day. Our Twitter is @GossipPartyPod on Twitter. And Reddit is r/GossipParty. But I can't stress this enough. If you really want to see what we're doing, if you really want to get the best experience of the Gossip Party,
then unsubscribe.
Go to www.GossipPartyPod.com and check us out there.
And check us out on Twitter @GossipPartyPod.
I already said that.
Did you?
And go to our website @GossipPartyPod.com. Okay.
Our Reddit is r/gossipparty.
And our email is gossippartypod@gmail.com.
And our Twitter is gossipparty.
Pod.
Did we mention the email?
Pod. That too.
There's an email. Plus a website. Did we say the website? Yeah. It's www.gossipparty.com.
The website has a Twitter.
It's @www.gossipppartypod. And it follows @gossipppartypod, which is our Twitter.
Go.com.
You wouldn't know right, that. Like,
we drove that joke really into the ground fast.
Go to beatingdeadhorses.com. Follow them on Twitter @beatingdeadhorses.com.
You can follow me at...
Did that spell with a Q?
You just listen to Gossip Party Podcast.
Now that I think about it, putting a Q in doesn't make very much sense.